This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, July 21st, 2016. I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Federation of Journalists has launched an online campaign to help freelance photographers working with Agence France-Presse. The agence is asking photographers who are not based in France to agree to contracts which the IFJ describes as rights-grabbing. These contracts are in sharp contrast to the contracts negotiated by the agence with French unions. They demand control over continued use of the photos in other media forever. The IFJ is the global union federation which represents journalists at the world level, about 600,000 of them in more than 100 countries. I talked to Jeremy Deere about the Agence France contract demands. Mr. Deere is the Deputy General Secretary of the IFJ. I asked him to describe the contracts Agence France-Presse is demanding.
Well, essentially what the contracts do is they take away all the rights that should belong to the freelance photographer in this case, or journalist in the cases of other companies. The way we view the situation is that a journalist does a job and they get paid for that job, and the company has the right to use that material for the purpose for which the journalist or the photographer was paid. And that's the end of the agreement between them. What these contracts seek to do is take all the rights to be able to use that image or that piece of work, not just to resell it, but to sell it to third parties, to make posters out of it, to sell it as greetings cards, to be able to syndicate it around the world without any single cent going to the photographer who has created that work in the first place. And so that's why we call these rights grabbing. Normally a photographer would give only the first right to their work. This seeks to have all rights on all media for all time to use the work in all ways. And quite simply, that's unfair.
The continued use of the photos or other works that Agence France-Presse is demanding, has that been a significant source of income for the photographers?
Certainly for some. It obviously depends on the particular piece of work or the particular photograph as to whether other people would be interested in buying it. But that is for the photographer to seek to be able to exploit their own work. Normally what they would do is license an organization to use that photo for the purpose for which they were commissioned to take it. So for a news report, for example, and then for a defined period of time. It may be a day, it may be a week, it may be a year. But after that time, the rights in that photo belong to the photographer, not the company. And they can then try and make money out of it by selling it to other media or using it in any other way. So for lots of people, yes, it's a very substantial amount of income. And particularly in the media world today, where photos are syndicated around the world and thousands, if not tens of thousands of websites all over the world will use these photos. And so, yes, a lot of people would lose a lot of money.
The IFJ is arguing that freelance photographers should be covered by collective agreements. Who would negotiate these contracts and what provisions would be included in the contracts?
One of the reasons this is such a big issue for the Agence France-Presse is they are a global news organization with a kind of liberal outlook and a lovely charter of rights and responsibilities. And they have very good agreements with the French unions who represent their staff in all their bureaus in Paris. And they also have a collective agreement which covers freelance photographers and freelance writers. And so we want similar agreements. What we want initially is for Agence France-Presse to sit down with us and talk about an international framework agreement that sets up a structure for doing this in different countries around the world. They operate in 150 different countries. And local unions can then negotiate according to local laws and local customs their own percentages within that framework agreement.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.